It is the WEOL Wrestling High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, I should say, if I could speak. My goodness, it's presented by Cobos Insurance Center and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He's the Hall of Famer, Tom Evans. And you see right there in the intro why I'm not the Hall of Famer here on this show, just fumbling, stumbling, bumbling all over my words. But Tom, hard to believe already. I believe, last show for the month of January. We'll still have a couple of more episodes in February and then in the early stages of the month of March. But getting closer and closer toward that postseason, and I'm, you know, assuming that's where some of the focus is starting to shift for some of our guys and girls.
Yeah, actually, the wrestling teams are doing that right now. They're kind of finishing up some dual meet seasons, getting ready for conference tournaments, and making sure that they've got everything in place for their run to the state tournament.
Yeah, certainly an exciting time for winter sports all around. I know girls and boys basketball, we got the tournament draws coming up. Obviously, like you said, wrestling continuing to creep toward that postseason. So very, very excited for all of that. Our special guest today for the first time this season, I know we've had him on in previous years of this program, that's Paul Steele over at Midview, and you know, we'll be talking to him again here shortly. You know how many years this is for Paul?
Great question. I was just thinking about that. I don't know if this is two or three for Paul over at Midland.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't his first. I knew he'd been there at least one or maybe 2 years, like you said, prior to this season. But hey, that's why we interview him. That's why we ask him the questions. So without further ado, let's step aside, take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Midview head wrestling coach Paul Steele right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening this evening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
We're back on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It is presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He is Tom Evans, and we'll waste no time this segment getting over to the hotline and welcoming in our special guest for the week over from Midview, head wrestling coach of the Middies program. That's Paul Steele, again, our guest for this week's WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Coach, pleasure to have you on the show once again. I know we haven't gotten a chance to talk to you this season. We've had you on in years prior, but welcome back to the show, and I guess I'll start with the easy one for you. How are things going over on the mats over there in Grafton so far this season?
We are really focusing this season on our improvement from where we've started, where we're headed. Really trying to focus this year on the effort we're given, and seeing a lot of that in our room. We, as you guys know, we lost a lot of talent, you know, the last couple years out of our program, and trying to replace that's hard. But I guess that's why I'm a wrestling coach, right? To get in and do the hard stuff and be there for the guys and help them develop in a way that they need to. And, I think we're well on that path.
Paul, great article in the Chronicle last week about your upper weight there, Schenberger. I'm looking over the lineup, and Gage, I think Gage feels like about a sixth-year senior to me. I remember talking about Gage when he might have been like a 106-pounder. Talk to us about some of the middies and some of the leadership that you have over there right now on that team.
So, Schenberger is one of the guys that you brought up that I think has a shot to really make a deep run this year into the postseason. I've kind of had my eye on Gage to sort of make that move as well. You're right. He came over to us as a freshman as a 106-pounder, and yeah, he's been in our lineup for like you said, what seems to be about 6 years. But we're really hoping to see him make a big improvement towards the end of the season, and again make a deep run into the postseason. Aaron Cole's another one that we're hoping we can get to him wrestling his very best and peak here at the end of the season. And then, Carson Morris is another one that I think has a shot to, if he starts wrestling to his full potential here by the end of the season. I think those four guys are going to be the where our eyes are focused on who can have the best chance this postseason to do something special.
Paul, I know you've got some gaps in the lineup, making it tough in the SWC because nobody's going to feel sorry for you. They're going to take advantage of that. But, you know, you guys really do a great job of getting in some of the big tournaments. You know, I saw you down at Medina. You were down at West Holmes last week. Talk to us a little bit about your philosophy about getting these guys ready for the end of the year and what you focus on, and even how you maybe approach some of these dual meets when you know you're coming in a little shorthanded.
Yeah, Tom, that's, you know, that's really, like you said, our schedule. I put it together in the last 2 years to really face some tough competition so that we can find out, you know, what are our areas of need to improve upon? What, you know, what individually does each guy need to work on? You know, we started the year with an Austin Smiley tournament, and, you know, we're able to take home the championship there. You know, to get some of our newer guys some confidence, and that was great. But I don't know that we learned a whole lot of where our gaps were through that tournament. And then we went straight into, you know, MIT, J.C. Gorman, and Maumee Bay, and we found out very quickly where our needs, our area of improvement was. And so we were able to start working on those and start, you know, picking those areas apart. And when you couple that with just an overall emphasis on you know, not necessarily winning or losing, but just the effort and competing through every position, through every match, you know, you can see wrestlers start to take really big jumps here towards the end of the season, and that's what we're looking to do.
Paul, you know, I love the SWC from a competitive standpoint, and you know, certainly Avon Lake's the returning champs, and they've got a lot of depth in their lineup. But I've said this from day one, as I look up and down the SWC teams, every team in that league has potential finalists and has guys that could, you know, maybe be spoilers as this thing comes down the road. As I look at your team, you could easily put four or five guys into the finals on this team. And do you talk about that a little bit before you get to that SWC tournament with the guys?
You know, I agree with you. I don't necessarily make that a point of emphasis. I made a mistake early on in coaching and, you know, and sort of pointing out like, hey, this is where you could be, this is where you could be. And then you lose a match or two and guys get disappointed. They feel like their day's ruined. Their, you know, their goals have of winning the championship have gone, and now what do I have to wrestle for? Do I feel like I got four guys or five guys that could be in the finals? I really do. I think, you know, an upset here or there, and, you know, Schenberger is one that I would expect to see in the finals. Baraboo is another one that I think I would expect to see in the finals. Cole and Morris, I think those guys might have to win a match or two, you know, an upset along the way to get there. But I don't want to focus on that. I just want to focus on those guys peaking at the right time, wrestling their very best coming into conference, into sectionals, so that if we do have a misstep along the way, it's not just about the results, and it's not just about am I in the finals. It's about am I wrestling my very best right now? Because honestly, I you know, the SWC is tough, and I'd love to make a good showing at conference, but that next week, that sectional week, and that district week, that's where I really you know, want our guys peaking and being at their very best.
I'm glad you brought the sectionals up. You know, this whole seeding thing is still a little bit new to wrestling. Paul, do you take a look at it and say there's a better spot for our team to be than maybe another, or do you just say Avon Lake's the closest one, we're going to go up to Avon Lake? How do you go about that?
You know, I look at that a little bit. The sectionals is, you know, Avon Lake's a tough sectional. There are easier sectionals around. But I don't hold that sectional too high in the fact that if I got guys and their goal is to make the district tournament, we're shooting a little bit too low, right? And we're not going to meet our full potential. You know, I've got to get guys thinking that they have the potential to wrestle with the best in the state. That's where we certainly want to be as a program. And you know, I asked my guys the other day, who's ever walked out on the mat thinking that they were going to lose? And a couple kids raised their hands. And, you know, I thought to myself, I've really done a disservice to the kids if I don't have my guys thinking they can win every match that they walk out on the mat for. And so, you know, when you start thinking about it that way, why would we shoot for district tournament? Why not shoot for state? Why not shoot for that podium down there? Somebody's got to make it. Why not our guys? And when you really start to see the transformation in them mentally of thinking they have the ability to make it, I mean, the wrestling grows exponentially.
I love that attitude, Paul. Paul, one last thing, and I don't know how close you are to the situation. I know Buknavich is down at Cleveland State, and they just kind of got dealt a death blow a couple weeks ago. He's a heck of a wrestler over at Midview. Have you heard from him, and what maybe his plans are with that Cleveland State wrestling program going to go away at the end of this year?
Yeah, that was some news I actually found out, just before we started to wrestle Avon last week, and that's some devastating news. It sucks for our area guys who have the chance to wrestle in a Division I school, and Cleveland State's right here, a quality program. It puts a lot of guys into the tournament every year, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Buck yet about that. But, I know, another guy, Connor Holm, right here in Elyria, lives in Grafton. And, a lot of these guys went there to be close to their family and still wrestle some of the best wrestlers in the country. And it feels like that's sort of being ripped away from them right now. So I would challenge anybody in the area who loves, northern, northeastern Ohio wrestling, do everything you can to support those boys and that wrestling program. I know that Cleveland State has said once before that they were going to end that program, and they were able to get it brought back and revived. And I just hope and pray that happens for those boys again, and Cleveland State wrestling stays strong and continues on.
Yeah, that was the crux. I wrote a little letter to the Board of Trustees that said, listen, take a look at the number of wrestlers that you have from Northeast Ohio. Lorain County wrestlers down at Cleveland State right now. I know Ruben Pina Lorenzana from Firelands is down there. Buck's down there. Connor Holmes down there. So, it's been very, very good for Lorain County wrestling. And those are Northeast Ohio kids. And take a look at some of the programs that you kept around. And they're not Northeast Ohio kids. So very, very frustrating. I kind of grew up at Woodland Gymnasium with Coach Bonacci and some of that stuff. So I watched Buck wrestle. I got to call the MAC tournament last year at Kent State and watch Buck have a pretty nice tournament over there. So wishing them nothing but the best down at Cleveland State, and wishing you nothing but the best, Paul, as you head down the road. And, I'm running a Division I sectional over in Cleveland, so if you end up over there, I'll be happy to see you. If not, good luck down the road.
Well, I appreciate that. And, there might be some desire to get over there to see you too, Tom. That's one of the sectionals I sort of have my eye on. So if we could get over that way, that'd be great.
Awesome. Awesome.
Fantastic. Coach, thank you as always for the time. We greatly appreciate it. Really awesome, insightful conversation we've had with you here today. Thank you again for the time, and best of luck moving forward here the rest of the way this season.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And I know that we had a little bit of concern with the show this year, and I'm glad that you guys got that figured out. And I appreciate all you do to continue to promote wrestling, within Lorain, Cuyahoga County, and just northeastern Ohio in general.
Well, it's our pleasure, Coach. And again, we really appreciate the time and all that you guys do to make our coverage so fun to do. So thanks again, Coach, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
You got it. Yep. That is Paul Steele, head coach of the Midview Middies wrestling program, sharing some time with us here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, again presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. Yeah, I mean, Midview, like you said, they lost a lot from years prior, even just last year. But, I mean, Coach Steele still got them moving well over there, and high goals, high aspirations. But I love what he said about being more process-oriented as opposed to just strictly focusing on results. He wants his guys wrestling their best at the right time of the year, regardless of whether they're bringing home wins or losses.
I got to see him down at Medina. I love Schenberger. He's just a tough son of a gun, and he's fun to watch. And I didn't get to see Gage down there. I always like to try to catch one of his matches as well. But I think he's got some individuals that are poised and ready to make a little run here at the end of the year.
Fantastic. So again, big thanks to Coach Paul Steele from Midview for joining us. If you missed that interview, it'll be available tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. All right, let's step aside, take another quick break. When we return, we'll dive into some some of the different duels and tournament results from the past week and weekend. And of course, as always, we'll take a look at what's coming up next here in the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. It's coming your way next right here. It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're live right here on AM 930, WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the app and Tom, we're online.
At WEOL.com.
Last segment coming up here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It is presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 and Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Anushi. He's Tom Evans. And again, a big thanks to Paul Steele, head wrestling coach for the Midview Middies. Just a really fun, insightful conversation we had with Coach. They're still doing their thing, the Middies, this season, despite losing a lot of talent, as you heard Coach talk about from last year and even years before. But again, if you missed that conversation, you can find it tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. Again, big thanks to Midview head wrestling coach Paul Steele. All right, Tom, time to take a look back at what happened this past week and weekend in and around the Lorain County High School wrestling scene before we take a look at what's coming up next in our area. So I know we're heavy on the duels this time of year as we get closer to the postseason. So why don't we go ahead and start things off in that LC8? What happened?
Well, the plot really thickened in the LC8. Black River, Columbia now 4-1 each. Black River dumped Columbia 45-35 last week and also had a win over Firelands, but that means they're both sitting at 4-1 right now. You got Clearview and Keystone at 4-2, Firelands at 3-3 right now. This is going to be anybody's tournament, so this really kind of shaping up to make an exciting LCA tournament. We talked to Dan Giuliani earlier in the year, and he put some emphasis on getting back and winning the Columbia Invitational, but also winning the league tournament too, so they've made it a little bit tougher on themselves now with that loss to Black River. And I've said it about Black River all along. There's enough talent over there at Black River that they could dump anybody at any time. And I think that they're starting to peak at the right time. And I think this LC8, I think Clearview's the host of the tournament this year. It's really going to be a shootout over there this year. So looking forward to that one on February 8th, that LC8 tournament.
Black River, and maybe it's just because of where they're geographically located in regards to our other, LC8 coverage schools here at WEOL, not just with wrestling, with any sport, obviously. But, yeah, it just kind of feels like they sneak up on you, and hey, it's like, hey, this is a pretty dang good team, and that's kind of the case this year.
Yeah, and they're thankful they're in the LC8, I think, because they sit, actually, Black River School District sits in three different counties.
Right.
Part of it's in Medina County, part of it's in Lorain County, and part of it's in Ashland County as well. So, they're a fit for the LC8, but always a strong wrestling program down there at Black River, going back many, many, many years when Coach Curry was the coach down there, and then afterwards. It's just, Coach Klein was there for a long time. So they real strong program down at Black River.
Went Z Zoltai on me there with our geography lesson with the different counties with Black River. You score a touchdown in this end zone, that's that county. Other end zone, you're in another county. So what about the SWC? What happened there, Tom?
SWC, Avon Lake's in the driver's seat over there at 5-0. Berea Mid Park and Elyria are both tied at 4-1. We talked with Armando Torres about the nice dual meet season that they're having, and he's really kind of gotten guys in the right weight classes. North Ridgeville sitting at 3-2. So that's the way that's going to round itself out. It's really going to take a yeoman's effort to knock Avon Lake off of the podium there. They have a lot of depth. They're going to place guys in a lot of weight classes, so that'll be interesting as the SWC comes down to the end of this season as well.
Anything else as far as duels go, Tom?
Those are some of the biggies. Tonight, right now, while we're broadcasting tonight, or by this afternoon, Columbia had a duel in the school over there. The boys were taking on Shaw, and the girls took on Garrett Morgan. And if you've never been to a duel in the school, you got to go show up to one of those, because they bring the student bodies in on that, and it gets rocking. And a lot of schools have gone in that format. I know Columbia's done it for a long time. Lutheran West, Dave Russell over there has done that for a long time. Avon Lake has gone to the duel in the school, and it really is a great event. I'm doing one a week from Friday over at the Berea Mid Park. They're dueling the school, and it gets rocking and rolling.
So don't kill me here. Just a quick mention of hoops here on the wrestling show. In regards to a duel in the school, and I think it was Berea Mid Park, they just hosted Olmsted Falls for a girls' basketball duel in the school. It was like last week before, something like that. I watched some of it on Huddle Fan or whatever the app is. And yeah, I mean, it was just, it's a really, really cool environment when you get just pretty much all of your classmates packed in there like sardines taking in the event.
Yeah, so. And the thought that they're getting out of maybe advanced math to be down watching the girls' basketball team. That, I think that's double bonus for him in a lot of ways, but so that gives him that much more reason to be excited.
Yeah, yeah. I can't say that same offer would stand for me. I did my pre-calc work, back in the day already. I'm good on that. So as far as tournaments go, Tom, where did we see some action last
week? Well, last weekend, the Columbia Ladies Invite, well over 30 teams over there, 8 county schools. Avon Lake comes away with a second-place finish. Elyria, a strong third-place finish. Columbia, the host, in fourth place there. But some champs out of the county. Destiny Cabot at 100 pounds from Avon Lake. Mallory Zedell at 110 from Avon Lake. Ravenna Gudicella, the champ at 115. Sage O'Brien, the champ at 145. And as always, Rajan Al-Hashash, the champ at 155. I think she was the MVP for the tournament as well. But Rajan having a heck of a year. Some runners-up, Columbia with 4 runners-up there. Claire Andreco at 120. Jalen Green, runner-up from Elyria at 125. Sarah Napier, Columbia, runner-up at 130. Yostina Hanna, runner-up at 140. Kaylin Demigal, runner-up at 155, and Soraya Jackson from Elyria, runner-up at 170. So really good showing by some of the county schools over at the Columbia Invite.
I believe you mentioned West Holmes saw some action as well.
Yeah, 44 teams down at West Holmes. Cool. Avon Lake took a second place down there. Midview finished in 8th. Keystone in 9th. Black River in 10th. Some champs over there for the county. Jack Valerino at 138 for Avon Lake. Braden Patterson and Will Schnabel, both from Avon Lake, at 144, 165. Jonathan Gould continues his strong season for Keystone, champ at 190, and some of the runners up over there, Connell Gannon and Caden Latiman from Avon Lake at 113 and 132. Gage Barabo, 145 runner up. Luke Peace, runner up at 157 from Avon Lake. Thomas Commit at 175 runner up. And Jordan Fulmer still having a really strong season for Keystone, runner up at 215.
Fantastic. Any other results that we need to look at, Tom, before we
take a
look?
Yeah, I want to get a shout out. We had Mick Burnett on a little bit earlier. They went out to the Terry Monroe Classic over in West Reserve and came away with a second-place finish over there. So nice showing for the Panthers. Really,
nice.
As I said, that program, those kids are visibly getting better every week. They had 2 champs, one in Hakeem Garcia at 126 and Jacob Hill at 138, so did a nice job over there as well.
Well, getting some results to go your way, I feel like that really helps in terms of just sticking with the grind and developing and building as a kid. It can be tough not to see the results and kind of keep that same work ethic.
And they placed 10 wrestlers over there,
yeah.
So I think that's
huge.
That's those guys getting some confidence or getting on the podium. That great job by Mick and his staff over there.
Anything else, Tom, in that regard?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to, Columbia had kind of a split boys squad this weekend, but they sent a bunch of guys down to Grizzly, then Grizzly Invite. That's a pretty tough tournament, 27 teams. And Bodie Gibbs came away with a championship over there. Columbia placed 5 wrestlers down at the Grizzly Invite. And
Wow. We
heard Dan Giuliani talk about early in the season how critical it was to go there and to see that level of competition so his guys know what it takes as they're getting closer to sectional, district, and state. So a really nice showing by the Raiders down at the Grizzly.
All right, Tom, what's coming up later this week, into the weekend, as far as local high school wrestling goes?
Well, no big tournaments this weekend, but the LCA to continue their double duels. Columbia takes on Wellington and Brookside at Wellington this weekend. Mm. Firelands, Black River, and Clearview are all together over at Black River, and Black River will take on Firelands and Oberlin over there. So a lot to do, maybe still shake out over there. In the SWC, Avon Lakes at North Ridgeville. That's a boys and girls doubleheader over there. That should be some fun. Midview's at Elyria, and Amherst is at Avon this week.
Fantastic. Anything else with the girls worth mentioning as far as
No, next week we're going to talk about the state dual meet tournament because we've got 3 county teams that have been invited. I don't know that everybody's confirmed their invite or not, but a pretty good turnout by the county for the state dual meet tournament, still sponsored by the Coaches Association.
All righty. Well, any final thoughts from you then, my friend, before we get out of here?
No, we're getting there. Tournament time's getting a little bit itchy. We'll start seeding some teams this week and seeing where things are going to shake out a little bit.
Yeah, so you and Paul jumped right into that off air before we started recording for the show, talking about that postseason. So certainly excited for that. Speaking of Coach Steele, again, a big thanks to Coach Paul Steele, head coach of the Midview Middies wrestling program. If you missed that interview with him earlier on in the show, it'll be available tomorrow morning over at WEOL.com. So for Coach Steele, for the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nucci, saying thank you for listening to another episode of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's been brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you listen to it right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM or on that mobile app, and Tom online anytime
at WEOL.com.